Shortly after Britain's Conservative Party won power in a general election earlier this year, the Finance Minister, George Osborne, told a gathering of the Confederation of British Industry that the new government was going to be more welcoming to business than the old Labour government.
So together, we will use the opportunity provided by this new coalition government to send the signal that Britain once again is open for business. And I want people around the country and all over the world to know that if you want to come here, invest here, create jobs here, then we will be on your side.
Since then, Mr. Osborne has formalised a pledge to bring down Britain's basic corporation tax rate from 28% to 24% over the next 4 years. And he has promised to reform the controlled foreign company tax regime, known as CFC, by 2012. This applies UK tax to British-based companies operating subsidiary companies overseas in low-tax nations. 81% of Wolseley's business is done outside the UK in North America and Europe, and some of those revenues fall under the CFC rule. To get around this, a new entity, New Wolseley, will make its financial home in Switzerland but register its business in the British Channel island of Jersey, so it can still trade on London's FTSE. The company said a move to Switzerland would bring down its underlying tax rate, which is individual to each company, from 34% to 28%, a saving of over €26 million in the year to the end of July. As they did not receive a dividend this year, the company made a loss of €374 million, shareholders are expected to approve the move. Richard Barron of the business group, the Institute of Directors, says the British government should be hearing alarm bells.
What's urgent is that they realise how important it is and how quickly they could start to lose companies' head offices overseas. Now, the current UK government has already offered a reduction in the corporation tax rate from 28% to 24%, being phased in over the next 4 years. That's great, but it still won't put us way out ahead of the pack.
In recent years, INEOS, the world's third largest chemical group, and publishing and conferences group Informa, decamped to Switzerland, while Ireland has also attracted defectors due to its 12.5% corporation tax rate. According to a report commissioned by Britain's Revenue and Customs Agency, released in August, one in five businesses have considered relocating abroad for tax reasons. Wolseley has admitted that as few as four people might staff its Swiss operation, reflecting British law which says a company's domicile is where its board holds its meetings. But this might also prove grounds for a legal challenge to the move on the basis that it is artificial. That's the opinion of Richard Murphy, who runs Tax Research UK, a group which monitors tax structures. He says talk of an exodus of companies is fuelled by the business sector, which wants to pressure the government to lower taxes at a time when huge budget deficits mean tax increases.
My suspicion is that either by going to court or by planning to change the rules in legislation, the UK will be challenging these relocations and are actually therefore quite relaxed about them because they believe at the end of the day they're not going to suffer a tax loss anyway because these relocations won't work.
Whether more companies will follow the Wolseley example or whether, as Mr. Murphy believes, the threat is being exaggerated will only become clear in the coming months. Attention will now turn to what the Wolseley shareholders decide to see if they are going to say yes to a move to Switzerland and kick off events. Catherine Drew in London for GBN News.